Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. So obviously we're doing a lot of sort of white wines for spring, and one of the emerging varietals really of the last 10 years white wine-wise has been Pinot Grigio, and I think we're now actually pronouncing that correctly. We were schooled on that. Pinot Grigio, whose primarily region to produce it is definitely the nation of Italy.
That's right, in the northeast portion of Italy, Friuli, Veneto, Alto Adige, all up there. Pinot Grigio has gone through some changes, Hugh.
It used to be really boring, and now it's getting kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot better, exactly. It is the same grape as Pinot Gris that's found in Alsace, and the two couldn't be more different.
Yep.
The Italian approach is to pick the grape early, before it develops all that richness and fullness that you find in Alsace. This preserves the acidity. And unfortunately, for years, it also eliminated a lot of flavor. So a lot of the wines we are getting over here that were called Pinot Grigio were kind of insipid. I did not like them at all. Not a whole lot of flavor, not a whole lot of reason to drink them. That has changed, you, and I'm finding more and more good fruit without sacrificing the characteristics and the quality of Pinot Grigio. I have three I'm going to talk about. They were remarkably similar, so I hope I can just focus on some of the subtle differences. The first one is from Caltern, from the Alto Adige 2019, $17 for this bottle. The aroma, very fresh lemon zest and springtime grass. On the palate, the wine was light and supple, but there's a good depth of flavor, which I value. I tasted lemon rind, which is very bitter, but it was balanced by sweeter tangerine flavors. And of course, the great acidity is nice, but it was in proportion. So I really like that. Bone dry, but balanced is my final notes. There's a wine called Benvolio Pinot Grigio from Friuli 2019. Hugh, this is only $11. So it's a really, really good value. In this case, we still have a bone-dry Pinot Grigio, but it's offset by a mildly tart lemon curd flavor. In other words, lemon with a touch of sweetness to it. This Pinot Grigio has excellent acidity, yet a soft, almost creamy texture. And the wine would be very nice as an aperitif or just sitting on the back porch and sipping. So soft and creamy from Benvolio, the value. Now, my value wine of the week was very, very nice. It's Tenuta Sant'Anna. Let me try that again. Tenuta Sant'Anna.
Yeah.
Pinot Grigio from Venezia, 2019. $13. This is a very approachable Pinot Grigio. Soft, round, nicely dry, mildly tart. It has an aroma that reminds me of green pears, cut grass, and floral notes. All very, very delicate. The wine has a lovely texture that supports flavors of tart lime, a touch of green olives, something like quinine water, and something like mineral notes. The sheer drinkability of the wine makes it a very, very attractive choice, and I like it a lot. I think creamy linguine with shrimp would be perfect for this. So we're going to put all of these. You're laughing, but it's true. I know it's going to work. We're going to put all of these choices on our website. You can look them up. We have notes about them. And then you can actually order them right off the website, including our wine value of the week, the Tenuta Sant'Anna.
I'm Al Spohler. And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.